A troublesome brown bear was shot and severely wounded by a Skagway police officer on Saturday night at a campground. The injured bear has not been seen after it hobbled into a nearby river early Sunday morning, but National Park Service officials are warning the public to be alert of a potentially dangerous situation. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The officer responded to campers, shouting and honking their car horn in an attempt to scare away the curious bear. The officer loaded his shotgun in an attempt to haze the Bruin. Hazing usually involves non-lethal rubber bullets and noisemakers meant to scare pesky wildlife. But the unnamed officer accidentally loaded the gun with a lethal slug. He hit the bear in its hind end.
And so after being shot, the bear ran away from the campground.
That's Ben Hayes, chief of interpretation for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park in Skagway. He says Park Service rangers responded after the bear had been shot with the slug. Together, employees from both agencies tracked the bear for several hours.
The bear was observed swimming across the Taya River towards an island and was later tracked entering the river downstream of the island as it became dark. The bear was observed walking with great difficulty and is believed that the bear most likely succumbed to the river current as it was in a greatly weakened state.
Hayes says rangers involved reported that the bear was leaving a trail of blood behind it and moving, quote, very slowly and deliberately. Park staff and members of the police department met Monday morning to discuss the incident. There have been no further signs of the bear on the riverbank since early Sunday morning, but Hayes says it's not known for sure whether the bear actually died from its wound.
So right now we're treating the area like the bear may be still alive.
The police department is urging people in the area to be on, quote, heightened alert and call authorities immediately if the injured bear is spotted. Hayes says at the Monday meeting, the group deduced that the bear shot by police was likely the same adolescent male that's been getting into garbage in Dyea. Earlier this summer, two bears were shot by Parks Canada wildlife employees on the Canadian side of the Chilkoot Trail after a bear broke into a food storage cabin. Hayes says three bear shootings in less than a month is worrisome, but protecting the public is paramount. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.